The mafia has generally taken care of business regardless of economic cycles. In its home base of Sicily, for example, the mafia routinely demands that shopkeepers pay protection money. Those who refuse to pay sometimes learn the hard way what happens when you make the mafia mad. Their families are threatened, their businesses go up in smoke, or they are murdered. But now, some business owners are saying no to the protection money racket. They're creating their own anti-crime family. Nancy Greenlees reports from Palermo.
Above the door of a shop on a major street in Palermo, a prominent, even garish-looking sign screams out in Italian, "Pizzo Free Market." Pizzo is Italian for protection money, and until recently, few would even utter the word. But 80% of Palermo businesses pay the tax, according to SOS Impresa, an anti-mafia group. The bill, from $300 all the way up to $14,000 a month. Fabio Messina owns a store that only sells products from about three dozen companies that defy the extortionists.
We are almost 35 owners inside of this shop. So if somebody does something to me, also to the other 35. So I'm not alone.
The mob hasn't come calling yet, but Fabio's gotten grief from his family, who wish he wasn't front and center in this movement. The mellow 29-year-old shrugs and shows off the shop's merchandise.
You have wine, you have boots, pajamas, boxer. We have also people that give only services. So we have, for example, business card of them.
Among them, the gelato shop just down the street. Its owner is Davide Parisi.
Non dà loro la possibilità di espandersi, perché non appena un esercizio.
The extortionists don't permit merchants to build up their businesses, because as soon as a business expands, makes money, it's more than likely they'll come and demand money. And so businesses prefer to remain small. That's why the Palermo economy is suffering.
Until recently, few business owners would have dared defy the gangsters. But the 1992 assassinations of two anti-mafia judges shocked and galvanized Sicilians. Laura Nicastro was 12 years old, and the murders made her into a political activist. Now 29, she is one of the many young people behind Addio Pizzo, the group that created the list of businesses that won't pay protection.
Quello è stato un momento drammatico per tutti quanti perché
the murders were a dramatic moment for everyone, above all for our generation. The reality of the mafia hit home violently. You had to do something concrete. It wasn't enough just to talk about the evils of the mafia.
Addio Pizzo hosts festivals and school projects to educate consumers. And through the global reach of its website, Nicastro says foreigners can learn about and maybe even frequent the businesses of the real good fellas.
Non è come si vede in televisione, magari appunto dal padrino.
Sicily really isn't like what you see on television, the Godfather or the Sopranos. Sicily isn't only the mafia. It's made up mostly of people who rebel against it.
Almost 300 businesses have promised not to pay Pizzo. That leaves about 8,700 other businesses in Palermo that may still be paying that monthly bill. For The World, I'm Nancy Greenlace in Palermo.